This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we'll take a look at a few of the opening round series that have already been decided as round two awaits. Plus, the WHL Players of the Month have been announced. We'll have more on that later on. Well, we continue the opening round of the 2013 WHL playoffs, and some series could be going down to the wire while others have already wrapped up. A big upset in the Eastern Conference, the 7th-seeded Medicine-Hat Tigers upsetting the East Division champion and Memorial Cup host Saskatoon Blades. They did it in a series sweep, backstopped by 20-year-old goaltender Cam Lanigan. Lanigan was brilliant in the series, allowing just 4 goals in 4 games, posting a remarkable .976 save percentage. Lanigan credits a complete team effort.
I think it was just taking it day by day. We knew, obviously, looking at their lineup at the start a week ago there, they'd bulked up, and they're probably, I think they had the most goals for, and you could 18-game winning streak. Like, they're a pretty stacked team, and they've had a lot of success during the year and success against us. So I think the biggest thing was just trying to take it day by day, looking, obviously, that game one to get the win. After we won that, erase what happened, just come back and try and redo it, and all the way down to just sticking to our structure. And we knew we had to be perfect, because if they have any opportunity, they have the ability to win games on only one or two scoring chances. So I think in that, our guys did an excellent job with buying in, and kind of shows like what can happen when we do that, so it's exciting.
As for his job, Lanigan feels he did what he needed to do.
My goal coming in was to be better than Makarov, because he's an elite goaltender in this league and played on the world stage. He is one of the better goalies that we were going to face all year. So personally, my goal is to be better than him, and proud that that turned out that way.
The upstart Tigers make it back-to-back sweeps against the Blades with an entirely different-looking squad.
I think there's a bit more of a unity here. Like, we got 15 new faces, and I think everyone's just so excited. When you have that then they don't have experience, it's everything's kind of just a new blur, you know, and they've taken in just full swing and tried to be as tight as we can be with each other. And anytime you get a playoff win like this, it's obviously bonds more, so it's pretty exciting what we can do.
Cam Lanigan and the Medicine-Hat Tigers advancing to round two of the WHL playoffs for a fifth straight year. The Red Deer Rebels are also moving on, sweeping the Prince Albert Raiders in the 4-5 opening round series. Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, spoke with Rebels forward Connor Bleakley.
Connor, Rebels win this first round series 4 straight. Give me your thoughts on the team's play throughout this series.
I think just solid the whole series. You know, we stuck to our game right from game one, and you know, we kind of held the momentum the whole game, and even in this game we felt some adversity after the first there, down two, but we just kept with our game and just kept plugging away, and you know, we found a way to win, and that's what we've done all series, and it was nice to get out of here in 4 straight.
Goaltending is always a key in the playoffs. Let's talk about Patrick Bartizak. How good was he in this series?
I can't say enough about Patty. You know, it's just he stops everything. You know, I think any average goalie in this league would probably let in 4 or 5 goals on some of the chances that he saves. But you know, when you got him back there, it's just confidence for everybody to know that he's going to make that save and at a key times, especially. I mean, tonight they had a few chances late to go up 3-2, and he's there making the save, so it's huge for us.
Here with Rebels forward Connor Bleakley. The penalty kill doesn't give up a goal until the 4th game. Just outstanding when shorthanded. What did you like about the penalty kill in this series?
Well, our penalty kill has been good for us all year, but first of all, we got to stop taking so many penalties. But when we do, our penalty kill is really strong out there, and it starts with Patty for sure. And there was the one breakdown on their goal, but you know, through the whole series, we were solid and just keeping things tight and not letting the shots from the inside, and keeping everything to the outside was key for us.
All right, Connor, thanks for this.
Thank you.
Well, the Rebels could match up with the rival Calgary Hitmen in round two. The Hitmen advanced past the Swift Current Broncos in a hard-fought 5-game series. The Hitmen's Jaden Risling is happy to be moving on after shaking a tough Broncos team.
I think just the number of games that I went to, it was a little... I don't think it served it justice. Both teams, we both fought really hard. Obviously, I'm happy that we won in 5 and don't have to make the trip back there. But just another bus ride. But You know, I think we played really well tonight, and I think it was a big learning step for us just on how to close a team out.
The series loss was a tough one to swallow for the Broncos. Brad Curl spoke with graduating Bronco forward Ryan Mosier.
Just your thoughts on this series. You know, it ends in five, but I really thought that, your team gave Calgary all they could handle, and you probably deserved a better fate to at least get this to a game six or maybe even seven.
Yeah, it was a really tough fought series. Like three games to overtime, and could have gone either way. And you know, we worked as hard as we could. So did they. I think it's an even matchup, and I think it definitely could have gone the distance of seven games, but came up short tonight, and it really hurts right now.
I guess it shows the pride that you have in your locker room, in the sense that you went through a lot of adversity, whether it was the overtime loss in game one after coming all the way back to tie, or even the controversial ending to game four in your building. Just no quit in your hockey club.
Yeah, we battled through adversity all year. We were in a lot of one-goal games all year, and I think we learned how to handle that. And yeah, game one definitely, when we came back there, broke our heart in overtime there to lose that one, and that was a huge game. But we battled the whole series, and you know, obviously when you lose, there's still more you could have done. But you know, they beat us. They're the better team, and you know, it sucks for me. It's my last year, but you know, I'm proud of our guys and how we played.
Well, thanks for doing this, and good luck wherever your future takes you.
All right, thank you.
And we'll set all the second-round playoff matchups coming up on next week's show.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches in a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
The Western Hockey League has announced its Players of the Month for March. Calgary Hitmen forward Cody Sylvester is the Husky WHL Player of the Month after collecting 8 goals and 10 assists, along with a +10 rating, leading all WHL players in scoring. In the month of March, he was named the game's first star in 3 of his 8 appearances. Sylvester finishes up the season with a career-high 41 goals and 90 points in 68 games for the Hitmen. Meanwhile, Kamloops Blazer goaltender Cole Sheveldave is the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month. Sheveldave posted a 5-2 record with 2 shutouts through 7 appearances, allowing just 10 goals on 182 shots for a 1.43 goals against average and a .945 save percentage. All right, that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Bob Ridley in Medicine Hat, Brad Curl in Calgary, and Cam Moon in Red Deer for their help. Next week, just 8 teams will be left standing. We'll have a preview of round 2 of the Western Hockey League playoffs. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.